Be seated, please. That extra verse, it helped me, I hope it helped you. It was what I told Lewis to do mistakenly, so don't look at him. Whenever one is preoccupied with happiness, the possibility of joy is preempted. Joy is the reaction to the full appreciation of being.
That's being with a capital B, encompassing our individual being, the wider experience of being alive in the world, and the source of all being, God. Those two sentences I just quoted are from one of my favorite books. Really, I know if I said that everything was in my top 10 or top 20, it would probably contain 100. But I really think this one would make my top 20. The book is Will and Spirit by the late Gerald May. In the book, May deals with questions of will and willingness, of control and surrender, from the perspective of a theologian and psychiatrist whose work at the Shalem Institute focused much more on the spiritual than the psychological. The interplay of the two disciplines was a major emphasis in all his work, and it unfolded primarily along the lines of spirituality guiding the conversation instead of the other way around, that is, with psychology. The book more or less reintroduced itself to me a couple of days ago when I couldn't find the true crime book I'd been reading. And I thought, well, it's an opportunity to read something a little more uplifting. And my eyes lit on the bookshelf beside my computer and the familiar title that book sits there all the time called out to me. It may seem a strange thing to begin with whenever one is preoccupied with happiness, the possibility of joy is preempted. But the felt point of contact within me with what we're doing this morning, this celebration of the sacrament of Holy Baptism, is the very last sentence in the prayer for those who have just been baptized. At every baptism, after the candidates have been baptized, we pray. Well, this is just the last bit of that, the last sentence. Grant them an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and persevere, a spirit to know and love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. That line, in some form or another, I'm sure I don't remember it precisely every single time I think of it, has stayed with me for most of my ministry, through many, many years. I think it's one of the most important statements in all of the prayer book, in all of our devotional literature. A wish and hope, as well as a prayer, for those who have entered into this family, the church. This time around, when I was writing this down yesterday or the day before, I noticed that will and spirit both appear in that sentence as well, a kind of affirmation of having rediscovered May's book with that title. And that in turn led me back into what I will call this troubling reading from Luke's Gospel on the last Sunday of the church year, because we start a new year next Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent. Well, it was troubling at least for a preacher who's about to welcome three new Christians into the fold. The scene is this: Jesus is proclaimed king as he hangs on the cross between two criminals. The proclamation is not by royal edict, nor by popular acclamation,
but by one of those criminals crucified next to him. He says simply, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Some of the mob, and they were careful to tell us, soldiers, the mob themselves, others, some of them had mocked Jesus by calling him King of the Jews and Messiah in voices dripping with sarcasm. But the proclaiming criminal could see, even in the midst of the most extreme suffering practically that we can imagine, could see Jesus' noble and divine nature. Jesus' response underscores God's loving presence in all circumstances of life, even the most demeaning and agonizing. "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Whatever else that might mean, regardless of a myriad of varying interpretations, I take it today to mean my kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, is here, today, now. And in light of these baptisms this morning and the whole sweep of Jesus' life and ministry, I see that as a promise of God's presence in every circumstance, in our darkest hours as well as in those moments of celebration when we thank God for gifts of happiness and joy, as we do today. Every bit of Jesus' human life was necessary to bring him to this victory over death. His own vilification, the healings he performed, the companionship with the 12, and his many followers, his passion and death. Aiming at happiness alone precludes our experience of joy. I feel like that needs a little bit of a footnote. What May talks about is, if that becomes so important to us that what we must do at all costs is to avoid anything that's painful or unseemly or difficult or dark, avoiding that also avoids the possibility of God's, of the joy there is in life, and keeps us in an unrealistic and seemingly comfortable middle ground that really never works if we're to be truly alive. We must be open to all of life, darkness and pain, as well as joy and wonder. And we are assured by Jesus' promise that God is with us through every bit of it, even when we most doubt it. As we baptize Jackson, Samantha, and Alexander this morning, may we hear in that prayer an invitation and promise not only for them, but for all of us. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit you've bestowed upon these your servants the forgiveness of sin and have raised them to the new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen.